It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy National Take a Hike Day. And what that means is, on this day, you have a free pass to tell anyone that's annoying you to take a hike. That's awesome. Today is November 17th, 2023. We've got an awesome show today. But before we get into it, you know, I got to remind you to subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to the show on. And don't forget to tell your friends and family about us. Let's just get going. All right, let's get into the birthdays here. Rachel McAdams is 44. She was in Wedding Crashers, pretty cute girl. She was in a bunch of other things, Mean Girls, and I forget what else. But yeah, she was awesome in Wedding Crashers. Kind of like, she played the ideal marriage material chick, you know what I mean? Dudes fighting over her. But Danny DeVito's 78, Martin Scorsese, the great Martin Scorsese, he directed, obviously Goodfellas, and, that's probably the greatest movie ever. He's 80. So happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was inaugurated as governor of California. Unfortunately, he did not succeed in helping their debt issues, I don't believe. But, you know, I don't know a whole lot about what he was able to achieve while in office. But that's pretty cool. 1869, the Suez Canal opened in Egypt. Major, major deal there. I don't know if y'all remember when that, I think it was Evergreen or Ever something, same company, the cargo ship got turned sideways in the canal and just clogged it up, screwed everything up. Like, that's how important the Suez Canal is. It literally caused backups of people and many countries getting food and products, and it was crazy. So that canal is extremely important. In 1800, the U.S. Congress held its first session in Washington, D.C. All right, let's get into the show. This one is from CNN. Sean, quote, Diddy Combs, accused of rapé and abuse in lawsuit filed by former girlfriend Cassie Ventura. So she was 19 years old when they met, and they started dating and doing business together. Their relationship lasted until 2018, I believe it said. And at that time, she says he rapé'd her. If you know what I mean, I got to be careful what I say. So those are the accusations. This is a civil case. This is not a criminal case. So could be a situation where she's trying to make big bucks and none of this stuff actually happened. Or could be just the opposite. Now, one thing I know is if there's no like evidence, then, you know, what can you do? What can you do if there's no evidence? Look, if you find yourself as a victim in these situations, compile your evidence. Here's one from NBC. Dwayne Johnson hasn't dismissed a presidential run, comma, with a caveat. He's been asked by several parties to run, apparently. When I say several, I guess there's only three, really. And, you know, I don't think it works like that. I don't think you take offers and go with the best deal, because your core beliefs have to match up with the party, right? So, yeah, what I think is he's liked by a lot of people. And if he does this, and I'm sure he understands this, that he's going to instantly lose half of his fans. That's just how it works. Politics is basically a 50-50 deal. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. I did gather that it wouldn't be for this election. It would be down the road. He's got two kids, young daughters, I believe, that he would rather spend time with. But maybe when they get a little older, it could happen. You know, this is we just got done talking about Schwarzenegger. I mean, he went for the top of California. Maybe The Rock could do that in a state. Maybe he can straighten out California, possibly, if it's possible. I don't know that it's possible, but and then, you know, jump from there up to the president of the United States. We'll see. Here's one from Fox. Dana Carvey's son, Dex, deceased at 32, unfortunately. That's too young. Any age is too young, right? But he passed away of a drug overdose. Not sure if it was fentanyl, but I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. He's gone, and that's bad. My heart goes out to Carvey in this tough time of his. Fox News. Standing and even sleeping are better for your heart than sitting, new study suspects. Okay, here's my theory on that. You know, I just heard an article or read an article recently talking about how napping was bad for you. You know, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But now this one's saying that napping is better for you than sitting. Well, my theory is because you're laying, your body's laid out. Well, for one, napping's good because it heals your body and basically recharges you. But your body's laid out so your blood can flow, just like standing. But when you're sitting, your body kind of, you know, bends in a 90-degree angle, cutting off a lot of the arteries and veins and stuff, the flowage, the blood flowage, and, you know, it can put a strain on your heart. That's the only thing I can think of. So if you want to read up on that, that's Fox News there. Here's another one from Fox. This one's Fox Sports. This is a sad one. This is regarding that gentleman. He's a former Penguin, one of our own skaters. He was kicked in the neck a couple weeks ago and passed away, bled out, passed away on the ice. This is so bad. And the problem is it wasn't an accident, in my opinion. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. But the guy who did it has been arrested. So, yeah. Here's the headline. Longtime girlfriend of former NHL player Adam Johnson made heartbreaking discovery following his return. The news is that she found evidence that he was about to propose to her. So that's devastating. You know, he obviously had big plans and had a head on his shoulders. Obviously, if you're playing in the NHL, you have to. I mean, you got to be clean to do that. So another tough one there. NDTV, whoever that is, I really just had to find a heading. I remember this news and I had to find a heading or a headline to use. Pentagon UFO chief resigns after warning about aliens and rival tech. Now, the thing is he's really not warning about aliens if you read into what his statements were after stepping down. He claims that he saw nothing that proves that there are extraterrestrials out there and that our concerns need to be rival countries on this great planet of ours having technology that surpasses ours by a mile. I mean, if you see some of these videos, what these objects are doing, if they were done from, you know, by other countries, we're in bad shape. Read up on that if you'd like. NDTV, you can, if you just do a search, you'll find a bunch of stuff on that. All right, Palm Beach Post, the Jupiter Father this is crazy. Jupiter father who confined child to room and garage sentenced for aggravated child abuse. He got 5 years. What he did was he made this room in his garage. It's not like he just did this in some room in the house that already existed. He built a 8x8 room in the garage and put a padlock on the outside of the door and just put this kid in there because he was a threat to the family. He had ADHD or something. So he got 5 years. His wife has been charged too. Her sentencing, I don't know, her hearing or her sentencing still remains. So we'll see what happens there. She'll probably get the same thing because they were a team in that respect. But yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff there. I think 5 years is justified there. You can't cage up your kids. That's ridiculous. All right, folks, that's it for the main news. We've got one news story left, and it's good news. This one comes from the Good News Network. This is great. But before we get to that, actually, I just want to say don't forget to email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Love your emails. Also, subscribe and do all the stuff that helps the show. Need your help here. All right. Good News Network. Robotic hand with bones, ligaments, and tendons created for first time using 3D printing. I saw a picture of this thing. It's really amazing. I'm not going to go deep into this story, but I did read that one of the perks of this compared to a metal hand, robotic hand, is it's softer and safer for the individual and other people. So I can see where that would be the case. It's like a Nerf hand, you know what I mean? What I don't get is how they're going to make it work. You know, how are you going to control that hand? That's the missing piece of the puzzle, in my opinion. But you know how I feel about this. They'll figure out a way to do it, right? So keep on researching, please. All right, that's an episode. I'm going to call it right there. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you. I hope you all have a good weekend. Don't be out driving wasted. It's not worth it. And until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.